Is that an air raid siren?
No, it's wolves.
Oh.
Right here.
Oh.
Wolves?
Wolves.
Wool?
Wolf.
There's a wolf?
You don't want to say it. They're full. You don't want to say the real thing.
Or why?
You just don't.
Oh, okay.
Because it's, you can tell it's spooky season right now.
It is. Yeah. It's creepy. What happened?
It's haunted. It gets haunted every season. We get haunted for a bit, and then it...
Every five
and
weeks,
it chills down for a bit. Yeah,
yeah. I'm not gonna lie, man. I knew shit was haunted last night when I was sleeping in the house.
Are you sleeping?
What happened?
In the house? You're not supposed to be in there.
Where am I supposed to be sleeping?
In the fuck? I fixed the UFO. It's been shit. You climb your ass up there and you sleep in the UFO. You've even been sleeping in that.
Yeah, I've been in the UFO. There's curtains up there now. It's really nice. Blackout curtains,
inside and out.
Yeah, you did a good job.
I've just been sleeping in the house.
Oh. I was wondering where you were. Wait, well, what's been going on with the house? Why couldn't you have...
I woke up in the middle of the night and Bloody Mary just topping my shit.
Yeah, that was a ghost. That wasn't anybody else in the house.
Ghost?
Mm-hmm.
Like a Rolls Royce?
It's not always about the money with you, isn't it?
Fucking Rolls Royce, dude. Is it Rolls Royce or Rolls Royce?
Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That definitely is a very... That's a British brand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rolls Royce.
It should be. It should be. I don't know.
So you woke up and Bloody Mary was giving you top?
Yeah.
Braining you down?
I mean, I only... only knew because of the noise. Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm waking, I'm waking up.
Well, I couldn't feel anything, you know? It's just like a...
Rolls Royce.
Just a specter.
Rolls Royce.
It was crazy seeing through the top of her skull onto her tongue, though. Like, that's the weird part about ghosts, is like, it's not like the top of a head, you know?
Right. Are you saying like? The head was rotted, or like, it's like, she's transparent?
It was like a mixture.
Okay.
It's like rot and transparency.
Right.
It sounded like a banshee. It didn't sound, that's why I woke up.
Can I get
up.
An example?
Yeah.
It was like...
While she was going up and down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
You were able to maintain an erection?
Well, I had to pee, so it was just kind of hitting my...
I was hoping that she'd sound like a witch or something, like...
Well...
And you're like, oh.
Oh, fuck
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
That kind of thing the whole time.
Yeah.
Because that would be very frightening.
Yeah. No, it was just like a...
Oh, my God.
It was just like an awkward scream, and I woke up. I was like, what is happening? And her just, you know...
Did you dirty talk her at all?
I tried.
Yeah, you fucking freak.
Bloody Mary.
I love when you laugh like a...
That's how you dirty talk Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
God, you're a fucking freak.
You fucking freak, bitch.
Look at you, you gross bitch. She's like, ah! That's the whole time.
I love that sick little laugh you do. You freak bitch.
I also like how...
rotting.
Every time I've been waking up, like, I buy a tornado siren, I fling myself forward.
Yeah.
And I try to figure out what's going on. But with you, with a banshee scream, you're just like...
Yeah.
Huh? Like how that's your...
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. So then what makes you jump up then?
Are you like intermittently getting scared the pleasure?
I'm freaked out. There's no pleasure, dude. It's like you don't feel anything.
Oh, so she's giving you head, but like she's a ghost, so you don't actually...
So you don't
get any physical...
Just a limp dick?
I was just like, I kind of had to pee, so you know, it's like I had that like pee erection. You ever have that?
And she's just moving around the...
Yeah,
boner.
Just like kind of swirling around it.
Okay.
Is it actually moving the penis around? Or
no. No.
I was going to say it'd be funny if it was just a half chub just kind of like flopping around like a boiled hot dog just on your...
She looked more like a dog that's like afraid of its toy. You know, it's like a lot of motion, but the toy itself is not doing anything. Yeah.
You're like, come on, you're such a tease. Do something.
Well, hey, I mean, like, I didn't even know that you were in the house, and I mean, that's good housekeeping, right? That's like a good host.
It's all
getting
right,
your dick
dude.
Sucked by a ghost. You never got that at a Hilton hotel or anything like that, have you?
That's true. That's a good point.
I'll bill you.
That's crazy, though. Yeah. I had no idea there was ghosts here. I mean, it makes sense. It is the creepy, spooky week.
Yeah. It is, and I always bring out the Ouija board.
Oh.
Because the spirits like to talk to us.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Damn.
And so,
I
if you want
things,
to, you
dude,
can...
I don't want to do this. It creeps me out.
No.
No. I don't want to do this.
You'll never know the kind of the insight you get from beyond.
I've never done this before because it really, really scares me.
No, no, we should do this.
You think we should?
Yeah, definitely we should do this.
I don't want to.
You sure this was yours?
Yes, that's 100. I brought it out.
Interesting.
Every okay. spooky season.
So how does it work? How do you do it?
You put your hands on it and you let the spirits guide you.
Okay. Do I do it too?
You can if you want.
Okay. I'll let you do it. Okay. It creeps me out too much.
All right.
What are they saying?
Let's see where this... Oh, it's moving. It's moving. F. F.
Wait.
A. F. A. T. And then stop.
Well, don't put your hand off. It's probably trying to...
It's trying to say more, you think?
I think it was done.
No, I...
No, it's just going back to F and then A and then, yeah, it's just reaffirming. Yep. That's what it's about. Fat.
Fat.
No, I think it's just...
Oh, it's just one. Fat.
No, I think it's... Here. Let me reset it.
Okay. Maybe it was a mistake.
All right.
Fat is what it's about, though. Fat.
All right, let's ask.
Okay. I don't know what they're trying to say with that here.
Well, let's ask it, okay? Great spirit.
Maybe
if you're there,
wore the bib overalls for the.
Can you?
I don't think it was talking about you.
Can you?
Well, I don't think so either. We don't even know if it's fat or fought or something like that.
It was fat.
Okay.
Great spirit. Can you clarify what you were trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's back to F.
F back to F.
Hold on.
Okay.
And you know, we got more vowels on this side. We don't know.
Okay. It's true.
It's like, oh.
So you're not moving this at all. This is
no,
just the spirits.
No.
Okay.
It's back to A.
A back to A. So it's F A.
Okay, wait. I'm kidding.
Let's see what the last one is.
And this thing is like, it's got a mind of its own. I barely got my hand on it.
Wow. It's sliding over past the S and then just landed on the T.
Damn.
And it stopped?
I mean, here.
I don't think that there's any spirits. I think that's you doing that.
I mean,
it's not moving.
Wow. F-A-T. What could that mean? Fat.
Do you have any fat relatives? Or...
No.
Surely, no. I mean, I don't... Surely this wouldn't be a malicious act to...
No, like literally all my relatives are like ripped, so...
Yeah.
Really ripped?
Yeah.
My family's pretty
shaped. I got some porkers in my family. Maybe they're talking about my sister.
Let's ask.
Yeah, I mean... Are you talking about my fat sister?
Dear spirits, of whom do you speak in reference to fat?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's an H.
No, that's not looking good. That's an H.
My sister's name's Haley. So. There's still some hope.
Okay, wait.
Past the U. Oh, no, it's going back to the it's going back to the U. Oh, it went past, but it went right back. Huh? Could be another name. He could be human. Any human.
Humans. Could just say humans. I mean, the world's very obese right now, so we...
Aldous Huxley, I think, was kind of a porker, too, so, you know, it could be, like, great author situation.
Hard for me to lean up because my belly's...
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's an N.
Take a load
that's
off,
a
dude.
Big old
N.
N.
Yeah.
You know... It could be G, like hung.
Hungry. Could be hungry about Hunter.
Yeah, that's a T, all right.
Damn.
It just says hunt. It stopped at hunt.
Oh, no, it kept going. E-R.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Fuck.
It's odd that it got very fast at the end.
Yeah. I know the spirits just were super motivated to finish that name.
Wait, what's going on? It's shaking. Whoa. H U N T E R.
I have a feeling that there isn't actually any spirits doing this, and I feel like you guys are just being assholes.
What? S Hunters. Oh damn! It literally says stretch marks on the board.
Yeah, it says,
I've actually never seen a. That wasn't there before.
Wow, look at this. The spirit must have carved this in right there.
That's
it. It says stretch marks on the board. Wow. That's so
crazy,
messed
man. They're
up.
Talking about all sorts of people. I don't think it's anybody like here. I think it's just like reaching for somebody around the area or something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Must be.
Because I don't have stretch marks at all, so.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I've never seen any on you. This got sad. This bit got sad.
It was funny for the first couple minutes, yeah. And then it got real personal. Yeah.
I think it has more to say. what else could it say?
Okay, what is it? Uh-oh.
What else does it say?
Oh, my God.
Ghosts are a kind of peculiar thing, aren't they?
They are, man.
They are. They are. You guys have any experience?
I can tell you about the time I saw Paranormal Activity for the first time. And as soon as we got home, all of my friends were like, everybody was wide awake. And then there'd always be like, every like 10 minutes or big, I'd be like, did you hear that? I think someone said my name. Oh my God. Like walk around the house and shit. Paranormal Activity was a very powerful film.
I never saw it. Came out.
You never saw Paranormal Activity when you were a kid?
Never saw it. No. That's the one where they like filmed it with just like hand cams. It was made for like $2, right? Isn't it just like the CCTV video of like the living or of the bedroom?
Yeah, right? Well, yeah. It's like it's just like a found footage thing, but the whole thing was it was kind of like a Blair Witch Project thing where I think a lot of people thought it was real.
Oh, right, right.
And
but it's just,
as a child, I did. I was like,
right, and it's like a couple, right?
Yeah,
and the husband wakes up, and he's getting dome from Bloody Mary,
Bloody Mary with the banshee screams.
And
yeah. That is scary.
Yeah, and then as Bloody Mary is like shrieking on his dick. He just kind of lays back. He's like, God damn, I wish this was real.
Universal Pictures presents Bloody Mary, Doming Queen. I don't fucking know. Yeah. Something like that. Paranormal Activity, Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Would you go see a Paranormal Activity movie if it was just ghost giving fake head to guys left and right?
No, I want to see.
No, I want to see.
Off that premise alone, you wouldn't go. I would 100% be there.
Yeah, I would go.
Especially if it was just a movie and it was really boring and like you couldn't even see. Because in those movies, the ghost is always invisible.
Yeah.
So even if the guy was just like, if it's just like a guy being pissed off for like 45 minutes, he's like, like it's like night vision of him in the room. I would be in that theater like,
is he going to come?
Yeah, exactly.
I
think he's getting
on. I would like to see. I'd like to see Ichabod Crane holding his head as it gives face to a woman.
Oh,
just,
God.
Just laid up, just, oh, damn.
He's just jamming it in there. Yeah.
Ichabod Crane. I heard that fucking name in a while. Headless Horseman. Another ghost.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Is that it? You guys got freaked out by Paranormal Activity? I saw the second one, I think. I can't remember any of it, though.
Okay, that's convenient. Good story.
No, I was gonna say where you grew up. Was there shit that like people like thought was haunted?
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. That's like after the Paranormal Activity, you start realizing that if you go anywhere to anybody's house, they always like this place is haunted.
Yeah,
have you heard of that? And you're like, no.
Yeah,
you're not special. You do not have a haunting.
Yeah,
even like somebody who's like the only people I would believe is if like it's like just an old. I believe every old woman is haunted.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's creaking and. The night,
and they'd be like,
"Yeah, it's
you're haunted, yeah, 100%."
Yeah,
I don't know what happened, but you were haunted for sure. Like my grandma says shit, but they say it. My grandma says stuff in ways where it's like
Wendy,
no, she's dead.
Oh,
but
oh
the right. My grandma Phyllis. I feel like old women, especially, say shit like horrible shit nonchalantly.
Yeah,
so she'd be like, "Oh, my bookshelf fell over last night." And I'm like, "Oh, what? Like, what happened?" She's like, "It just violently ripped from the wall." And I'm like, was someone in the house? No, no one. I got up and looked, and I was standing in the fucking book room for an hour, and nothing. No one was there. And I was like, just kind of weird shit like that.
Yeah.
But they say it a lot.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, I was like, what did she say? My grandpa was on his like deathbed, essentially, and she was just like, angels came last night. I was like,
damn, Grandma, let him close out his set before you start heckling and shit. Damn.
Damn.
Damn, bro. He's like, he's about to wrap it up. Just, boo! I don't know, man.
I don't know, bro.
Did anyone react when your grandma said that?
No, because it's like Midwest religious people where they're just like, good.
Yeah. Oh, makes sense. They're just like, yeah, exactly.
Or anything that they say. So like if my grandpa was like, you know, he's just like, oh, Bob Wilson says hi. They're like, that was the jazz trumpet player that he knew in like 1962 or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like,
okay. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, his brain is just pumping his shit full of DMT.
He's just like throwing up on his chest. He's like, they're like, do it, Bob. You know, I don't know where the fuck it is, but
my man's just tripping his ass.
Yeah,
off.
Just that pineal gland unloading 100 milligrams of fucking DMT, and he just. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that thing where like women can take a man's dick and then like have sex with them, like hump them? Like that is the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. When I saw that shit, I was like,
yeah, they just pin your leg like up by your head.
There was a funny gif going around of like these two gorillas having sex. It was like the most aggressive thing I've ever seen. And it was very comparable to that.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, you like that warm pussy? You're like, yeah, I like it. I like it. I love that warm pussy. I love it.
Do me, doggy. You ever flip the dick back?
Yeah. You're on all fours and she's got your dick totally bent back.
I don't know if it's supposed to been like that.
She's like, it will if you want this warm pussy. You're like, okay, yeah, I want the warm pussy.
I'll call you.
I think it's...
No, it's not
saying something. It's still fat.
It's not saying anything. Goddamn ghost.
Love her girl say that she pulled out.
Yeah. Yeah.
My pull out game's strong.
Yeah.
You're like, huh?
I'm going to know when you nut your little nut your little balls off. I can tell. I can tell when I'm hitting you from the back. Your balls do like a little squeeze right before you're about to let it rip, and that's when I pull out.
Pull out.
Because I know you're gonna fucking nut in me, you idiot.
Little Beyblade action.
Yeah. Drag me blade. The dude just starts spinning.
Dude, I just thought about a woman just violently pumping a dude from the back, and then she just like rips his dick out like so violently. She's like. And then, like, the dick, like, recoils, and the dude just falls on his side and, like, nuts all over the floor. It's like, it's like a little fetus. She just kicks him on his ass. Like, yeah, you like that shit, huh? He's like, yeah, I did.
Clean it up.
Yeah.
I got to work in the morning.
Yeah.
It was fun. Maybe we can do this again sometime.
She just leaves.
Yeah. Puts on a full suit.
He
leaves.
You know, he's like,
she kicks him out.
Yeah, I was thinking we could maybe like, he's like, get brunch or something like that.
You want to watch Narcos?
No, she slams the door on him.
You think the guy would still be like, damn, I just got laid?
Yeah, he'd go out and tell a very different story. Yeah, dude, I made her do some freak shit, man. Yeah, I love getting hit from the back. Honestly, feels so good.
The guy's like.
Yeah, like pegged? Nah, man.
Mid order at a Buffalo Wild Wings. He says that while someone's guy's like, "I'll take a 12-piece Parmesan garlic, whatever," and he just throws that out.
Yeah, dude. So she's hitting my shit from the back.
What?
Yeah, no, pumping my shit, dude. Pumping it. Okay, can I get a Bush Light as well? Thanks.
Yeah, get the IPAs.
Yeah, up down. That's what we were doing last night, dude.
Yeah, I'm down. God, I hate that place.
Callbacks. Anyway, just in the theme, I think I have one actual paranormal experience. I know it was a dream, but it felt real as shit.
How do you know it wasn't real?
I mean, I don't. You're right.
There you go.
But
God is real.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was, I think I was like 4 or 5, this actually freaked the fuck out of me. I woke up in the middle of my sleep, and I looked over, and there was like a... It was like a perfect silhouette of a person like kneeling next to my bed. And it felt like a, I don't know. It's like a young man. There's like no facial texture or anything. But I remember it felt so real that anytime I went to sleep, like I just was then imagining that fucking thing was just there for many months.
And no dome.
No head.
Okay.
Sounds like sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
I've never had that. Neither you really see demons?
I've had sleep paralysis a bunch. I don't know. All the times I've had it, it's just like a conscious thing where I'm like, fuck, I can't move.
Yeah. I hear for a lot of people, it's like extremely horrifying. Hmm. You're like conscious, but you can't like actually move or wake up. So you're just like sitting there.
Yeah. You feel like you're in a coma. It's frightening. Yeah.
Who's your guys' favorite dead dog?
Ooh.
Air Bud.
Yeah.
Ah.
Okay. Air Bud.
SB. Love Air Bud.
Okay.
Used to go do live shows.
Air Bud?
No way. Get the fuck out of here.
The actual dog?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
They'd go. He would go before NBA games and he would shoot baskets and stuff.
No way.
Literally.
So wait, the movie?
YouTube it.
The movie was not fake. Like that dog could really play
That's
basketball.
That's a basketball playing dog.
Huh.
Yeah. He was in the D League for like 2 seasons. You could actually, yeah. You could draft him to your fantasy team. It was crazy. Yeah. It was a whole thing.
That must have been a sad day when Bud died, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, mine's Scooby-Doo, personally.
Oh, he died?
Is he dead?
I think he must be dead now, right? I mean, the show's been on for like 25 years.
Wait a second. Yeah, I hear like a... This is like a vague, like...
It's a Scooby-Doo howl in the distance.
Yeah. Yeah, is he here? Scooby? Damn, he's looking rough.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's what happens when you're dead.
What? All right.
You look rough when you're dead?
Rough. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Because of dog.
Very good, sir.
Yes.
You see, my body was riddled with worms, parvo, distemper. I was a neglected animal.
You
but here in heaven, not so much.
So,
is that why your voice isn't?
Yeah, what's up with your voice?
Like, what happened to the rut-row? Yeah.
Well, that was because I was limited to my earthly bounds. I had no working vocal cords with which to express myself.
I think that is. I prefer the old voice.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you, but at the same time, I kind of miss the...
Yeah, definitely.
Could you do your impression again? How do you think
was that not rutro? Was that not it?
That was pretty bad. Can you think you is that the best you can muster?
Can you do it so that I have a little bit of a
do the laugh?
The laugh.
She's got it still.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
Just for this, I mean, I know that you could. Is it demeaning if we ask you to do the old voice?
Not at all.
Go ahead.
Okay? He's getting warmed up back.
Yeah. I think he threw up a little
bit. Yikes. It's been a long time.
And so you're saying the whole time that wasn't your actual voice.
I had a bad case of earworms, and my neglectful owners didn't ever take me to the vet to get them treated.
So Shaggy was like your technical owner, right?
Terrible owner.
Really? Shaggy was?
I would piss and shit everywhere in the van. He would hit me. He would yell at me.
Hit you?
He would yank the choke chain.
And you say you're in heaven now?
Yes.
I guess a question that I don't know if it's on your guys' mind. What's the true religion that actually gets you into heaven?
That is a good question.
It's a simple one. Yeah, I feel like you're stalling.
Satanism. Oh, Satanism is the only one. The only true religion.
Wasn't the one that I would have guessed. And do all dogs go to heaven?
That's a good question.
No, they don't.
Oh, no.
Scrappy, he's burning, let me tell you.
Why?
Because that little guy, he...
he was Jehovah's Witness.
Oh.
No. He got into... he sold fentanyl.
Oh.
Yes. The margins on fentanyl are just, they were just too much for him to ignore. And he made a great amount of money, but at a great cost. I just have a lot of regrets. I felt I could have been a better role model to little Scrappy. Perhaps he wouldn't be where he is today had I just tried a little harder.
Was he doing drugs too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
You're in heaven.
Yes.
You talk to the big man upstairs. So whose side are you on, Palestine or Israel?
Yeah, dude.
Egypt.
Huh. You say dude? Egypt?
I'm on Egypt.
CIA, dude. I'm telling you. CIA. Mm. CIA. Yeah, I see what it is now. So you guys ran around.
Oh, is that a nut
that
from the chair?
Mm. Oh,
that's weird.
I generally just thought I like shit was falling off of my
body. Did you just shit out a little M&M right there?
No, it's the bolts from the just under so much pressure.
My fat body is pushing out. The wood can't hold anything anymore. It's just like, ah, and it's pushing out the fucking bolts.
They're shooting
it's like,
out.
It's like
they're
in Titanic.
Hot.
It's like
they're
in Titanic
hot.
When all the water flows in and the bolts are like. That's how my fat flesh is doing to this poor piece of fucking balsa wood that they got made out of this chair. Sorry, Scoob.
I can't wait till this thing just fucking explodes.
It's going to break. And I'm afraid that like I'm going to catch your little baby feet. I do like how you sit like this with your feet inwards like that.
Do I?
It's like a big old baby.
So Scoob.
So Scoob, Palestine or Israel?
Well.
Just answer the fucking question, dude. It's like, can I ask you about the I want to ask you like a Scooby-Doo question.
Sure.
You know, about the crew. What were your opinions on all the people? You know, Daphne and
Daphne was a cunt. Okay. Velma was very sexy. Okay. She would rub my red rocket from time to time because she sensed that I needed a little bit of relief. The tall, handsome guy was a cuck and a piece of shit. And Shaggy was, he was an awful man.
Wow.
He had an abusive father. Mm-hmm. And the cycle,
I'm not gonna lie,
generational
we didn't
trauma.
Come here for all this. We didn't ask you.
The generational
trauma. Yeah, right. Give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're
regret.
Dead.
I
think
I give a fuck
I
about
you. I
know
dead.
You'll regret asking that question. Tell us about Velma's pussy, dude. Yeah.
Very tight, very
what
small.
What did she do when she gripped your red rocket? How'd she hold it? Was it like two-handed? What are we talking about?
It was one-handed, but to be fair, she thought it was Shaggy's, but he was always asleep. So I would just lean over.
Scrappy's fentanyl?
I'm not going to say that, but, you know, let your imagination do with it what you will.
Okay.
Oh, his red rocket's coming out.
Oh, yeah. I like you boys.
Yeah, thanks, Scoob.
You understand me.
I don't.
Can we get the original voice one more time? Just, sorry. So good. It's nostalgic,
it's
isn't
so
it?
Long.
Oh, that's good.
I think it's time for you to.
Yeah, I think it's time for you to get the fuck
I'm
out
I'm going
to
go right. Drag my ass through this court.
Yeah, here. Wait. Scoob. Ball. You want a ball? Yeah. All right, go get it. That was easy.
Have you guys ever read a creepypasta that actually freaked you out? Because I've read one that freaked me the fuck out.
I definitely have.
Yeah, I have. Wait, didn't I tell you that? Didn't I try to do this on the podcast one time? The story about the windows and the cabin in the forest. Did I not do that?
I feel like I did that remember.
On the podcast.
I'll abbreviate mine and then you can tell yours and we can hit 100.
Okay, yeah. You guys are going to hate mine.
Mine was about...
Because it's... I'm,
Cody
I'm just
Cody
bad at...
Start it.
All right, I'm
yeah.
just bad at
yeah,
telling
yeah.
it.
Yeah, we, try go to... Ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, ready?
The fuck are you saying ready for? Just
cause get ready.
I am ready.
It's
here.
Scary. It's
I'm
just spooky
watching
fucking
right now.
Story, dude. Mm. Are you strapped in? Okay, good. So there's this photographer, right?
I told you. All right,
you're already getting the vibes, right?
Yeah.
Nature photographer, right? Birds, something like that. Yeah. He goes out into the forest to take pictures of birds, right?
Okay.
Yeah. You can do a little act out. Yes, exactly. And he, you know, he gets a couple good shots and, you know, there's a lot of good birds out that day. And then the sun starts going down, right? He realizes he's pretty deep into the forest. And he realizes, where's my compass? Where's my map? I must have misplaced them back at the last birding location or whatever. And so he realizes, wait, okay, the sun's like touching the horizon now. I'm just going to, there's a cabin up there. I'm going to stay in that cabin for the night and try to find my way back in the morning, right? Yeah, it actually is. That's helping me get into it, too. So all of a sudden, it's completely dark, right? And he goes to the cabin, and he goes inside. He may, you know, he eats a little dinner or whatever. And then, you know, as he's trying to fall asleep, he's looking around, and he realizes that there's all these pictures, paintings on the wall of just horrified, disfigured faces looking at him, peering at him. And he's really freaked out. He can't help but, you know, feel like kind of haunted from all these. And he goes to sleep. He wakes up, and they were windows.
What do you mean? So that's the conclusion of the story?
Oh, yeah.
He wakes up and he realizes it was windows?
Windows.
Okay. Because there was spooky stuff looking at him. Actual spooky stuff. They weren't paintings.
So they were people.
Also, that sees... So, did he, is it... Because when you say pictures and stuff, I imagine it's the picture frames are sort of...
That's what, yeah.
So it's like, did the guy just make a house where it was just like, you see, it'll look like the picture frames, but truly it's just windows to look outside.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. But I remember the first time I read that online, it scared the shit out of me, but it was like, it was written a lot more eloquently than I was able to tell it.
Rate my acting performance?
10 out of 10.
See, I would say 8 out of 10. Yeah.
This guy.
Mm-hmm. An average of 9.
Yeah.
And I realized at the end I could have done a windows. That's a good
That's
one.
That's what I thought you were going
with. I know. I should have done that. Totally I should have done that. Because he said windows, and I should have said windows nuts rest on your
the
forehead.
Fucking soft texture of your lips.
Oh, damn.
What's your creepypasta that you've read?
A group of young teenagers want to go ghost hunting. They heard about a cabin that's haunted. Some of them think, it's not haunted. Others think it is, but they all agree that they're going to stay the night there. So they all pack up like they're camping. They all hike out to the cabin. They set up in the cabin and they give it a go. And what starts to happen is as they're getting closer to the cabin, some of them keep complaining that they can smell and taste a sensation of nickel. And then as night settles and they're all preparing to sleep into the cabin. What? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hunter's acting it out for us, yeah.
The smell and the taste of nickel starts to become more and more palpable. None of them can seem to shake it, but they all kind of corroborate this taste in their mouths that what is this, you know, what is this nickel taste? The next day they get up. I believe a couple of them venture out into the woods and they encounter an indigenous man. But he appears more like an apparition and he's like, I think like covered in blood or something. And I want to say he says something like that's my blood you taste or something like that. And they freak out. They go running back into the cabin. I want to say like the conclusion is something like they, I don't know. They all fucking suck each other and.
Fuck, I was kind of into that, honestly.
I got the first half of it right, like more or less right, but I don't remember the conclusion.
Wait, so, really? So that was a real story.
Yeah, I forgot the ending, so damn, you guys are about to act that out. Yeah, so they start fucking and sucking each other, and it's like Yeah, they can taste the nickel on each other, and it's just driving them crazy.
Yeah, it was calm the
Isn't
whole time.
Isn't it something like if you can smell nickel, it's not like you're having a stroke or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're having a heart attack or something
burnt
like that.
Burnt toast, isn't it?
I thought burnt toast was heart attack.
Mm.
I thought nickel was a stroke.
I mean, that sounds right.
I don't know. I think the toast is a stroke because there's been one time where my friend burnt toast in my apartment, and I was like... And I like started freaking out, and I like ran out,
and he was like, "Dude, I knew you were gonna thought that you had a stroke," like that. Wow, that's the meanest shit ever.
What's yours? What's your
doing called story. Ted. It was called Ted the Caper.
Okay.
And it's like a guy. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it's long as fuck, but it's just about a guy who talks about, it's actually uploaded to an old, I don't know if you guys were, you did like were on blogs or shit back in the day, but I'm pretty sure the website was angelfire.com.
Yeah. Ted.
Yeah. The Ted the Caver. He did, it was like this guy who was actually doing cave diving and he was writing a blog, but then he ended up turning it into a story because that's how his family would check up on him, is they would like read his blogs and stuff. And he started like, it just created this like really fucking awesome story about how like there's something in the cave and he's like really like enamored by it. It's like weird sounds, but he doesn't like see anything, but it's like all this like really like claustrophobic pictures of shit, of like holes he has to crawl through and everything, but it's just really fucking good. And so that was just one that I remember reading all the way through and being like, oh wow.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, like, when you're scared you do.
Yeah.
I did that, like I was like on my computer and I did
like an audible.
Yeah. My wife was like, what are you doing? I was like,
watching porn.
Yeah. Bukkake.
It's a really scary story about a caver.
Exactly.
Like, cool.
She's like, wow, okay.
You're a grown man, right?
Hey, hey, promise me you'll never go in a cave. No desire to do that. Never planned on it.
Does your wife ever say shit like that to you? Like, does she read something scary and say, promise me you'll never do that?
No. No.
Has Kelsey ever done that to you?
No.
Elena's done that to me a couple times. It's, I mean.
Actually, yeah. Yeah.
I guess, like, an example of, like, if she like read about like, it's like some guy got hit on a bicycle, which she'd be like, promise me you'd never ride a bike. Yeah. I think that the only thing they've ever said is, or that I've ever had someone be like, I don't know how, if I could handle, I don't know if I could handle if you started riding motorcycles.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I like how I'm just mocking my fiance for being concerned about my well-being.
Listen, dude. Hey, boys will be boys. Right?
Women.
Fuck it. Women always worried about your well-being and shit. Yeah. It's like, dude.
I want to be an underwater welder. Come on.
Dude, just let me be an underwater welder.
My wife's so worried all the time.
You weld?
Weld.
You weld?
Well,
don't fall for it. Well, these nuts taste pretty good, don't they?
No, legitimate, do you weld? Have you?
No.
No. I've done it before.
Like TIG?
Yeah, I would like
one. Just cool. I just go on YouTube.
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah.
No, have you?
I have, yeah. Metal shop. This kid, there's like a metal grinder that you can smooth out your welds with.
Yeah.
And it was like a baseball coach who's just like, I guess I'll teach this stupid fucking class kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he's always just upset with everything, but he's just like, there's this kid that was just so fucking stupid. And he's like, the wheel is spinning like this, and he like would put his thumb up like that, so his nail like, his fucking name was, I can't say his name, but it doesn't matter, but he's at the teacher walked by and he was just like, don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, okay, I won't. And like walked off and he's like, whatever. His fucking thumbnail hooked to it and it flung all the way off. And it hit the special needs kid in the class that was doing something, and the kid ate it. Ate the thumbnail.
You have been living in your animations your whole life, dude.
Well, anyways, the kid. Well, I guess to continue that too, because that's true. I'm not. That's not even a joke.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because he ate it, and it was like, so the kid was sitting there and fingernail flung off.
Toenail.
Yeah, he just got his foot on this. He's like a ballerina. Pretty impressive. I'd be like, God damn, he's flexible.
It just hands on his hips.
Yeah. He's like, I stretch every morning. I'm like, you do. Look at you. But his fingernail went up like that, shot off, and he was like, like that. And
I was he called. How can you be surprised? He told you don't fucking do that.
Well, we were all like, okay. Like, who saw that fucking coming? But he like wrapped it in like that shitty like school like towel paper that's like brown. It's like essentially paper, actual paper.
Smells like shit.
So he's sitting there. He's like this. He's like sweating so hard, like sweating profusely. Gaunt cheeks. He's just like shaking. Teacher comes in, and he's like, all right, well, you guys did. And he like took one look at him, and he was just like, son of a bitch.
What happened?
He's like, show me your thumb. He's like, He's like, show me a goddamn thing. Like, went over and looked at it.
It's fine. It's fine.
He like took it off, but the paper towel was stuck to like the open wound thing. And it like ripped off, whatever. And the kid was like, ah. And he's like, like that.
He freaked out.
He's like, ah. Well, she was like, ah. Like that. More like that. And I can't say his name probably, but my teacher was like, he literally did this. This is why I can't do this anymore. Like that. Like freaked out. And he grabbed he's a baseball coach. He had a bat in the room, and he fucking hit the door with it. Ah! And kids in the back who were playing like Robot Unicorn Attack were like, huh? Yeah. Like, yeah. What's even happening?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a good story.
Yeah, it is. I took wood shop.
I took wood shop, too.
Yeah,
I love. And my teacher was...
you would love wood.
What's it called when you fall asleep randomly? Narcolepsy?
Yeah, narcolepsy.
My teacher... was narcoleptic.
Right. What? Come on, you're making all of this up.
I swear to God.
You're fucking with us.
It's Kansas City, man.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's Kearney, Missouri.
Yeah. Oh.
And if he wouldn't take his pills, he'd be like, no, I'm going to tell you, I'm sleepy today. And he would tell you. So if he was demonstrating like a table saw, he would wear these, I swear to God.
He was an alcoholic for sure.
I swear to God about this.
He was definitely an alcoholic.
No, he was a big, lovable man.
Okay.
The metal shop teacher, a little bit of vodka on his breath, you know what I mean? Motherfucker was fighting some demons like every day. But the wood shop guy was just like a lovable guy, just narcolepsy. Just fell asleep all the time.
Dude, I'm just picturing him.
But I swear, because when I told my mom about this, she's like, you're lying.
Oh my God.
But he would wear these shirts with a handle on the back right here. So then when he was demonstrating stuff, you would have to stand behind him. And if he fell asleep, you would grab him up.
Like he's like working with a saw.
On this hand, he had a fucking pinky. It was a nub. He had a pinky.
Because of all the times he'd fallen asleep with a saw?
Literally, every time.
You'd think you'd like pick up a different craft.
Sorry, I was just...
Like model trains or something. Why are you still trying to woodwork?
I pictured him just falling asleep and going face first into a lathe machine.
I only ever saw I'll tell you, that was the funniest shit ever on that lathe. He's sitting there making, he's like, well, you can make lamps too. And he had that one fucking pinky draped over one of those tools, and he was just like, having a man with precision, he's just like a whole nub on his hand and just like one pinky just draped over. He's like, now you got to be careful. Anyone who's doing this, it's just a fucking nub with a, he's like, you got to be careful. All right. First thing I practice is safety in this workshop.
Imagine waking up.
He sit there, he's like, we practice safety. And he had stools everywhere. So if you thought he felt it coming, he'd be like in the middle of a lecture, and he'd be like, you know, balsa wood is the softest wood, and it. And he'd just sit in the chair, and he just.
And then how long? Like, would you?
It was
like, all right.
It was usually like a minute or two. Like, it was never too long.
And everyone's just completely silent.
God, dude.
Well, then people were just like, because you don't give a shit. Well, back then it was like not everybody had like the touch phones and shit yet. So people would like get out there like eye touches and play like, just like Fruit Ninja or some shit. They're like. He'd wake back up, and he'd like wake out of his slumber and be like, ugh. Hey, what did I say about turning that shit on during this class? And I'm like, sorry, mister.
Well, you were sleeping.
Yeah, you were sleeping. He's like, only for a second.
That's wild. He can just come to like that, like just in the middle of a lesson. And then just
it
continue.
Feels like hell. Imagine like, that would be hell. That'd
imagine
be hell.
Waking up, like, and you're like spraying blood out of the three fingers.
I imagine that happened to him a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Like three of those times where probably he woke up and oh.
Who was responsible for the handle, the T-shirt handle?
Usually any of the big football guys.
That is
He'd always be like, what's your name? There's like this German kid who came from Germany. Our coach like scouted him out or some shit. I don't know. But he was like a big guy named Franz. He's like, what's your name? Franz. He's like, you're my handle. And he's like, okay. And he would manhandle the fuck out of that teacher. Big boy. He's like, and I haven't sleeping. He's like trying to do his job. Me fucking like pull him back. He's like, no, Franz, stop. Not now. I'm awake.
Oh my God. Dude, your high school sounds like an experiment, bro.
What the fuck?
Get off your fucking phone, dude. You're at work.
Sorry. Well, if he's looking at his phone, then I'm just going to take a shit.
Oh, all right.
I didn't mean to.
Can I have a sit? I want to have a sit on your balsa wood.
Nice, dude.
Yo, let me take a squat on your balsa wood.
How's it feel?
Hard. How's
wood feel?
Yeah, Hunter's wood is pretty. It's pretty tough.
I can't believe you just wanted to take a shit.
I know. This wood is like little guy grade. Oh, thanks, dude. he shit that right out of his butt. Damn. This wood is meant for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the smaller people.
Yeah.
You know, there's a fuck ton of ghosts around here. I wonder, dude, we should like hit someone up, like a Ghostbuster or something. Wait, what? Yo, who the fuck?
Who the fuck is this?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Shh, shh,
what?
Shh,
what?
Shh.
Sorry, what?
Oh my God.
What?
This place is so haunted. Oh, this is awesome. Who the fuck are you guys?
Who are you, dude?
Who are you?
Bryce Campbell.
Okay.
Bryce Campbell.
We don't know what, who.
I don't know.
Paranormal investigator.
Oh.
Bryce Campbell.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Like a ghost?
Like ghost.
Okay.
You live in the area or something? Is that why you're out here?
No. I have an RV.
Got it.
I go around the country.
Got it.
And I look for ghosts.
Well, what brought you
here?
Watch
out for that. That was a ghost that did that.
No way.
Actually?
You better watch out. That was a ghost.
No way.
It really was. Right behind you right now, what if I told you that there was a 6 foot tall ghost and it was a person who was 6 feet tall? What would you say? Have you ever met somebody that was 6 feet tall?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Many times.
Yeah.
All right.
Are they like dead or like scary looking? Or just 6 feet tall?
He's just a 6 foot tall man.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing coming to the cornfield, man?
I'm out here doing investigations for HGTV.
Right.
Oh.
Okay.
What are you investigating? What's going on?
Well, we're just finding scoops. We go to properties. We renovate them. We exercise them.
Nice.
Two birds, one stone.
Right.
Right.
For floors.
Right.
Do you like pie and floors?
Yeah.
What?
You like pine floors?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're a ghost hunter that renovates houses.
Yeah.
And this is a show that you do?
This is a show that I do on HGTV.
Okay.
That's cool, man.
Okay.
You've probably been at a gym.
Yes.
And seen people walking on a treadmill.
I certainly have. I've been
with HGTV on the little monitors.
Yeah.
You've probably seen my show.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I mean, it's awesome to have you then.
Weird. Damn, I didn't know we were in the presence of a celebrity.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, you just kind of came out here seeming just like a ghost hunter. But you're more than
I'm
that.
Well, I'm both. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So what's the scariest ghost you've ever hunted?
The scariest ghost I've ever hunted. Sorry, for a second. I thought I heard something.
Yeah.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
Okay.
No, nothing.
Freaked me out, man.
Yeah.
Well, just saying, I have this gadget right here. Do you see this?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's huge, man. How the hell do you fit that in your pants?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So many knobs.
These are big pants.
So many.
I got a lot of pockets. These are cargo pants.
Oh, okay.
Well, what does this device do?
Yeah.
This device lets me know if a spirit is traveling through the air or underground.
Oh.
Because ghosts sometimes are underground.
Wow.
Way. Yeah.
Subterranean?
Yeah.
Wow. So what are you reading right now?
There's nothing on this. Yeah, I was just pulling it out to make sure.
Got it.
I just wanted you guys to see this.
Yeah, sure.
Pretty sick.
You'll never be able to afford this.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm looking at you right now, and I can tell... You're poor.
Mm.
You're passing through here on your RV. I guess you're on a ghost hunting expedition.
My Toyota Camry. Go ahead.
Toyota Camry. Sorry. You said RV earlier.
Ocean Pearl. I hitched the RV to the back of the Toyota Camry.
Got it. Right. Sorry. My bad. Yeah.
Because we
got how high power
we have an editing bay in the RV.
Right. So you're just driving.
I don't
through.
Understand why you're laughing.
It's how I deal with uncomfortable situations.
Yeah,
so you are uncomfortable?
A little bit, yeah.
Can you put this in your mouth?
Sure.
Whoa.
Here you go, put that in your mouth.
What is that?
Just put that in your mouth.
Okay.
What if I told you I found that in a dead person's asshole?
I mean, I would really suck. I'd feel pretty sick to my stomach.
What does it taste like?
Like a dead person's ass.
Yeah, okay.
How would you know how that tastes?
Hmm?
How would you know how that tastes?
No reason.
Anyways, Bryce, was it Bryce?
Yeah.
Bryce. We've had some paranormal experiences since we've been here. We've seen some ghosts today.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had Bloody Mary visit me last night and try to top me off.
False.
False?
False.
How so?
How false?
I don't believe it.
Why?
Because I'm looking at you, I look at your posture, I can tell you're lying. A lot of people try to abuse the ghost game.
Okay.
What ended up happening was you tried jacking off, your dick couldn't get hard, so you just flopped around your pants for a bit. Is that right?
No.
Be honest.
No.
Is that what you call Bloody Mary in your house?
Is that what happened?
A Bloody Mary.
Is that what happens?
Is it what happened? I bet you took 3 Advil. You thought you'd get spicy. You didn't. You're just flopping around a floppy little cock. Is that right?
No.
Tell me, be honest with me.
No, I'm being honest with you, man. Bloody Mary taught me off. That's a weird thing to make
false
up.
Lie.
I believe my boy. I don't think my boy would lie, Buck and
Dome. He would lie. He's lied to you his entire life.
No, I don't think he'd lie, Buck and Dome.
If you,
especially from Bloody Mary. I mean,
if I had a floppy cock, I would just say I had a floppy cock.
No, you're not brave enough.
I think you're jealous.
Hmm?
I think you're jealous.
I got an erection right now.
Yeah. No,
I can see that.
Yeah. No, you know what? I think you've heard this story before. I think you've seen this type of thing before. Ghosts showing attention to innocent civilians. But you, the ghost hunter, you can't seem to get a ghost to suck your shit.
Yeah.
For all the effort you put in.
You ever been sucked off by a ghost?
Yes, and I can get possessed at any time.
I don't believe it.
Anytime I want to, I can get possessed.
You can get possessed anytime.
Yes, anytime.
Okay, get possessed right now. Get possessed.
I'll get possessed right now.
Okay, do it.
Hello.
Oh, what the fuck?
Damn.
I am the ghost that possessed Bryce. I'm actually an old, I used to fix shoes back in the day. That's what I used to do.
What's your name?
Bryce Campbell.
What? I thought you were possessing Bryce Campbell.
We have the same name.
Interesting. Mm.
That's how he's able to do this. He's able to get ghosts with the same name. That's how we know each other.
Got it. All right, so you used to shine shoes back in the day. Where are you from? Okay. All right. Okay.
So you're a demon?
Oh, sorry about that. I just came out of my possession.
Okay.
All right, so it's just sometimes.
What do you think about that? Now, what cool. If I told you that was me just doing a voice?
I don't know what to believe anymore, man.
Yeah, man.
You're really talented, honestly.
Did I shake your faith in this man right here?
You did. You definitely did.
So do you think that he got his little dick played with by a ghost?
I kind of think that
his tiny, tiny little dick looks like a little baby's pinky. Looks like a baby if a baby broke his pinky. That's what
broke,
it looks like.
Like
a broken baby
all right,
pinky.
All right, Bryce, how about this?
Yes.
How about this? You ever heard of anyone getting sexually involved with a ghost?
Absolutely.
Tell me a story.
Well, there was a guy from Belmont, Michigan.
Okay.
And he had ghost babies.
Really?
Yes.
How did that come about?
It was like a cheaper by the dozen situation, but
right.
with ghost babies.
How did he even get to fucking a ghost, let alone getting it pregnant?
He found out basically how to do that Ghostbusters box thing.
Okay.
He trapped a ghost. He fell madly in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have a beautiful family. Consensual ghost sex.
Right.
It's very hip. And it's very cool.
So if consensual ghost sex is possible, then how is it impossible that Bloody Mary would not suck my shit completely off last night?
Because with your little, tiny, tootsie roll, pee-pee, I don't believe it. You're a man who breeds unconfidence. I look at you right now, and I think to myself, what a weak man.
You're getting owned.
You can say all this all you want. You're just fucking mad that I got taught by Bloody Mary, and you never will. Bloody Mary sucked my little tiny bee dick. You know why? Because it's easy, and it melts in your mouth.
No, I can't hear this, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, nope. Oh, my God. This thing's going off in my hand.
Is it hurting you?
This kind
is
of this crazy device
Bloody
is so...
Bloody Mary sucked my tiny little tootsie roll.
Uh-oh, there's a ghost over here.
She liked my little sugar nub.
Oh, man, I think I hear a ghost in the cornfield. I got to go back in the cornfield and find if I can't find out that ghost.
Yeah, it was all in her mouth. You can't handle it. You can't handle the truth, Bryce. You're just fucking mad that she would never suck your regular dick. She wanted my tiny little tootsie roll cock. Fucking loser.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
No, it's fucking, it's nothing. This dude showed up. He's being weird, man.
How was your poop?
Runny.
That's too bad.
What do you think is the first song that plays when you get to heaven?
Venga Boys.
Boom, 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 boom. I want you in my room.
That one.
That's got to be hell.
Yeah.
It's a good song. It's a good song.
I think so, but I just feel like that'd be even more fucked up if you went to hell and it was. Boom, 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 boom. I want you in my
Well, it's a good song. So
welcome.
I would be stoked either way.
Hmm?
I want you in my Welcome. You've to made hell. It.
And I did not together. It's now to, you're like, well, where am I?
You're here. You've made it.
Mm.
Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. I'm just picturing it. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think it is?
What, for heaven or hell?
I'm heaven.
Here I am. Rocking like a hurricane.
You're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, here it goes.
I've fucking arrived.
I fucking made
I
it.
I mean, that would be sick.
Yeah.
As you're like walking in slow-mo.
Coming to the stage. He's made it.
You know what I bet it is, honestly? Honestly, you know what I think it is?
What?
I bet it's the Gary Jules cover of the Tears for Fear song.
All around me are familiar faces.
Isn't that kind of depressing, though? That's so depressing.
Well, it is. I mean, like, you just died, and then it's just this it's ethereal kind of sound.
Mm.
I don't expect it to be the 80s thing. I think it's going to be very sad, or it's going to be like, you know, like, oh, oh. And it's like, you know, like
beautiful.
Strings and all kinds of stuff.
I think that's too beautiful. I think it's going to be like.
Well, it's just, if it's that grandiose thing, like, ah, you know, like stuff flying around.
Yeah.
And then this, like the gatekeeper or whatever, he's like, take my head, welcome. Almost like the old man from Jurassic Park where he's like, welcome to Jurassic Park. That's what it'd be like for heaven.
I was picturing like monk chamber singing, like where it's like, whoa. It's not quite.
Was it Louis Armstrong? What if he's like? What if he was just there? He has a personalized song for everybody.
That
would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah,
I'd feel super welcomed at that point.
Hmm.
Well, it's too bad that you didn't get to meet that ghost hunter. That was kind of strange.
Yeah, I heard him. He was weird. He sounded fucking. I was shit my brains out. I heard him. He sounded like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
There's too many ghosts.
Ah!
There's too many ghosts.
Ah!
Ha 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 ha.